Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Peter Meyer is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Peter is a longtime member, almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He is one of the top management minds and marketplace minds that we have in the Brain Trust. He's the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets and Warp Speed Growth, among other books. And he's our good friend, Peter Meyer. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. When you're back here in the United States, I know that you, as I mentioned to the audience, you live part of your time you spend in Australia and part of your time in the United States, and we're glad you're with us. Peter, as you know, small business owners have, for the last couple of years, we've been through the desert on a horse with no name, and we're ready to come out of the rain. And part of what that means is what we're ready for is we're ready to be able to quit discounting and start raising prices. And the research shows, incredibly, Peter, the research and the different polls that I do, that I cover here, report on here, that are conducted by various economists, the research shows that small business owners are still having to discount. And we need to turn that tide around and start heading back the other way. Can you help us?
I think the answer is that we can help ourselves, and we should. We definitely should.
Well, let's talk about that. How can we do that?
I think the first step is to realize that what we're selling today isn't what we sold last year or 2 years ago or even sometimes last month.
Yeah.
As the economy comes back and as our customers come into the current year, which is right now the end of 2010, the whole year starts over again every month in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
As we come into the current year, what they're looking for has changed since last year. It's since before the recession, it's before yesterday morning in some cases. What we're offering in their mind has changed. If we want to offer what they would have bought last year and don't need as much, we need a discount. If we want to offer what they have a need for today, we don't need a discount anywhere near as much. But the good news is we don't have to change our core products to make that happen. We can do that without substantial investment on our part.
Are you saying that the value proposition has changed between us and our customer? And if so, is that because they've changed or because we haven't kept up?
Those are the same thing in my mind.
Okay.
The customer's needs change. And you're right. The value proposition has changed. But again, the good news is that we can adjust to that without a major investment in product set on our part. It's not that difficult to do if we think, oh, gosh, I just need to make sure I'm doing the right thing,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the traditional thing.
It could just be not your product. People, if you sell hamburgers, maybe people haven't changed their mind. And, you know, as in my whole life, Peter, I still like hamburgers. You know, that hasn't changed any. I like them the same way as I liked them years ago. But maybe the way I want them delivered, maybe I want to be reminded about that a hamburger is available. I'm using that obviously just as a way of expressing, you know, a product. Maybe that's changed. Maybe my the way I go about my business has changed. The way I think about buying a hamburger has changed. What do you think about that?
Makes perfect sense. Whether it's hamburgers or truck tires I'm buying, coming out of this change in the economy has certainly caused most of our customers to change how they view what they do every day.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we need to just adapt to how they've changed. A hamburger is a great example because the product that, I'll use McDonald's as an example, the product McDonald's sells is not the beef between two pieces of bread. It's the brand and image and way they deliver.
Right.
And I can change the way I deliver something without much investment. I don't need to go out and get a whole new bunch of beef in order to make my hamburger closer to what my customer wants.
Well, and if you watch how McDonald's has morphed their menu over the years, you can see that they realized that they weren't going to make it if they just sold hamburgers and fries. They had other, there's a car full of people coming up through the window, and some of them want a salad, and some of them want a, you know, the greasy burger.
And what's more, they want their burger in different ways, and that's perfect. The idea is I don't need to change the burger as much. Sometimes I need to change the way I present it.
Right. Another example is you can now buy a hamburger and a Coke at McDonald's with your credit card. And, you, of course, you've been able to do that for a while. But my point is that was something that people wanted to start doing. And McDonald's realized if they didn't make those adjustments, they were going to lose some business.
So the answer to your core question in my mind is that we need to redefine product to not be the hamburger, but be the experience the customer gets. If we look at what the experience the customer gets, we can modify a lot of things to raise our value proposition without raising our investment.
And the more we do that, the more we plug into the experience and differentiate that experience from what they have with other people, the more we can justify the price we want to charge, that we need to charge.
I think it's not even justification. Customers want to pay it. So the first step is looking at your product. The second step is looking at your, I'll use this word carefully, at your courage in requesting the price.
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
First step is to look at the product, and I'll discuss that after the break. The second step is to look at the courage, and I use that word carefully, that you need to have to request the price you deserve.
And the courage that you have, and I'm glad you brought that up, because it takes courage, but courage doesn't work. Courage is foolhardy if you can't back it up with some kind of goods, with some kind of something. If you can't deliver on what differentiates you, then courage becomes foolhardiness, doesn't it?
Which is why it took courage for me to even mention that.
Yeah.
But I think you're absolutely right. The two go together. I look at my product in a different way, and then I realize I can request and get a different price.
You know, I had to have some work done on my truck the other day, and my SUV, I should say. I call it a truck sometimes. And I needed new tires, and so I called the guy, the small business owner, where I often buy my tires, and I needed somebody to take, after he did the tires, I needed them to take the SUV over to the dealer to get some work done on it. I knew that this guy would do that. So I called him because I know how he takes care of customers. I called him and said, okay, what's the price going to be on these tires? He told me. And I said, okay, I'm coming to get them. I'm going to bring it down on this day. And I got there. I said, by the way, when you're finished here, would you take this over to my dealer? I'm going to be out of town. He said, absolutely. I didn't check price with anybody else because I needed his help, and I knew he would do it. And that's a value proposition that he gave me in advance because of the business I've done with him. Quick break, right back with Peter Meyer after these messages. We're going to talk some more about this value proposition that will get you the price that you need to charge.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.